Newly released court documents show the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman charged with leaking top-secret government information had an arsenal of weapons at his home, including handguns and rifles. That's despite the fact that Jack Teixeira applied twice for a weapons permit when he was 18 and was denied by Dighton police for making threats in high school. He then appealed to the department, who granted him a permit. Those appeals typically go to district courts or the Firearm Licensing Review Board. Attorney Jason Guida is a former counsel to that board and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'd like to start by asking you to lay out how the process for appealing a denied application is supposed to work in Massachusetts and how the Dighton PD was able to grant a license after denying him. And I should say that we put in multiple calls to Dighton Police and they said no one was available for comment.
Typically, when a denial is issued by a police department for a FID or a license to carry, the applicant has a 90-day window to seek judicial review in the district court. Judicial review is an opportunity to convince a judge that the police chief has acted arbitrarily and capriciously. It is a difficult process. The judges are required to defer to police chief's discretions in licensing, and police chiefs have a great deal of discretion, a great deal of power over determining who gets a license and who doesn't here in Massachusetts.
Is there a reason for that?
The legislature, I think, believes that, or when the statute was passed, that police chiefs know their citizens, know their residents and their community, and they're more likely to know if an individual has issues or problems that don't necessarily show up on a criminal record background check.
In Teixeira's appeal letter, he argues that enlisting in the Air Force and National Guard shows that he's grown as a person. How would you have responded to that?
Quite frankly, it's understandable how Mr. Teixeira is laying out his reasoning. I think there is certainly an argument and case law to support it that a juvenile and a juvenile mind doesn't appreciate consequences as an adult does. And as Teixeira's laying out, arguing that he has grown and, matured and, taking on responsibility, it's certainly not out of the norm for a police chief to consider those factors in an attempt, quite frankly, to make a reasonable decision about someone's suitability or fitness to possess the firearm.
Does the Teixeira case show that Massachusetts's license appeal process needs to be stricter?
I don't believe so. The law is written so that police chiefs can use their reasonable discretion in these matters. And if you really look at the facts and you look at the conduct, the limited conduct that the police chief was considering, you're seeing a juvenile making inappropriate, foolish comments, maybe at the lunch table. And to use those later on when someone has become an adult, when someone has joined the armed forces, preventing that person from exercising what is a constitutional right because of comments made at 16 would be somewhat difficult to defend in a court proceeding. So it's understandable why the chief made the decision that they did. Now, certainly when new information comes to light, the chief has the option and opportunity to take action on that license at that time.
Attorney Jason Guida is a former attorney for the Firearm Licensing Review Board. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
Thank you.